USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Senate is expected to vote Thursday on two packages on the partial government shutdown. The first will be President Trump's proposal that includes $5.7 billion for border security. Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer.
The president's proposal is one-sided, harshly partisan, and was made in bad faith.
But Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says,
to reject this proposal, Democrats would have to prioritize political combat with the president ahead of federal workers.
The second vote will be on a House-passed plan to temporarily reopen the government through February 8th. The head of the FBI Agents Association, Tom O'Connor, says FBI agents are not being paid.
The failure to fund the FBI is making it more difficult for us to do our jobs, to protect the people of our country from criminals and terrorists.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. It's a holiday season with hope in the air. Things to look forward to and no time for despair. Health can be a challenge, and so can the mail. So Get the Tea wants to help you by giving you a sale. Buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month for free. No limit. That's buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month free. That's a savings of $35. Where? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Scroll down on the front page and find the Buy Two, Get One Free ad. Click it and save. Orders over $100 get free shipping. Send the gift of life. Change tea at GetTheTea.com. We have many, many non-GMO organic supplements just waiting for you. This holiday season, enjoy health and Thanksgiving with GetTheTea.com. Want to call us? 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com is a proud sponsor of Doing What's Right. That's GetTheTea.com.
Back to work! Back to work!
LA teachers have a tentative contract deal with the nation's second largest school system. The agreement includes a 6% raise for teachers, a slight reduction in some class sizes, and more support staff, including nurses and librarians. Mayor Eric Garcetti.
Our future is literally in their hands, guided by the teachers and education professionals who are with them every single day. And nothing is more fundamental to our city than that.
Three young men and a high school student are charged with plotting to attack a rural upstate New York Muslim enclave. Greece, New York Police Chief Patrick Phelan.
We executed several search warrants. Through these search warrants, we recovered 23 firearms and three improvised explosive devices.
Phelan says those explosives are homemade bombs that were packed with black powder, BBs, and nails. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Two people are lucky to be alive after viewing the lunar eclipse in an ill-advised location. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
A Florida police department says an officer ran over two people with a cruiser as they were lying on a dark roadway trying to watch Sunday night's lunar eclipse. The West Palm Beach police say the man and the woman, both 24 years of age, ended up only having to be treated at a hospital for non-life-threatening injuries. It happened at about 11:30 p.m. at the height of the eclipse when the officer was patrolling in a park and driving at about 5 miles an hour when his vehicle struck the pair. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
On the eve of massive protests that are planned around Venezuela, the Trump administration has released a video on social media calling for the overthrow of the socialist government in Caracas. With more on the story, here's John Clemens.
Vice President Mike Pence called for the country's people to make your voices heard.
Nicolas Maduro is a dictator with no legitimate claim to power. He's never won the presidency in a free and fair election, and he's maintained his grip of power by imprisoning anyone who dares to oppose him.
The U.S. supports the leader of the National Assembly.
The United States supports the courageous decision by Juan Guaido, the president of your National Assembly.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.